You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have a jam-packed week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, Venus goes into Taurus, giving us the urge to take a lighter approach to love. Mars will also change signs this week and enter Aries, leading to feeling motivated to take action on our goals. And Pluto enters retrograde, causing us to reevaluate how to upgrade our circumstances. With the mixture of energies that we have going on this week, the vibes on the graph are absolutely reflective of that. Romantic energy will be present throughout the week and intersect psychic vibes from the 29th. Then it connects to emotional sensitivity on May 1st. Because of these mixtures, it's a period where we might experience intuition concerning our love lives, but also feel edgy when it comes down to anticipating what's next with these dating situations. Then from the 1st to the 4th, these romantic tones will intersect ambitious vibes, mental energy, psychic tenors, and a smidge of family and friends. Over the weekend, there's a go-getter tone to the air, allowing us to get things done. Also, we'll feel like letting our hair down when it comes down to our love lives. And it's a weekend to connect with those who uplift us spiritually. So it could be a time to recognize who brings a constructive tone to our lives. So yeah, this is going to be a colorful week for sure. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. So the cosmic lovers, Venus and Mars, are entering their governing signs this week, leading to a more potent tone for these celestial bodies. And interestingly, it's been 2 years since both of these planets were in their home signs at the same time, around May 24th of 2022 to be exact. When both of these planets are in their natural signs, things just flow better than usual, so we might see some progress when it comes down to stale periods. But the first celestial body to enter its home sign is going to be Venus. Venus is going into Taurus on the 29th. As we leave the relentless approach of Aries, we shift to a more tranquil methodology regarding romance. And suddenly coming to the conclusion that depriving ourselves causes us to miss out on life's pleasures. This is because a combination like this tells us to stop and smell the roses, but also to enjoy ourselves and make sure that we're feeling good about life. And because this planet is in one of its home signs, it will feel easier than typical to use Venus energy to its full capacity. So this could really put an emphasis on our relationships, our money situations, and our social interactions. Also how we let our hair down, also how we enjoy things, how we splurge on goods, and also how we earn money. And paired with Taurus, we take a more uncomplicated approach to these situations and feel less guilty about taking time to ourselves, relishing in the moment, and enjoying things. The Taurian approach allows us to feel more at ease, crave comfort, dependability, plus take deliberate steps to treat ourselves to proper self-care. And this is one of the reasons why this pairing works so well together, because it allows us to focus on our well-being and take a softer approach to life. Another cool thing with this is it allows for us to embrace our sensual side. And whether that's through romance, receiving massages, essential oils that we leave on our skin, more or less because of all of the good feelings it brings. Taurus is of the senses, and so whether that is smell, taste, touch, sound, or seeing something beautiful because we are dealing with Venus and Venus deals with aesthetics. And even though that's generally associated with Libra, Taurus also gets some sort of energy with that, mostly from enjoying beauty products in nature. But this will be a time to really enjoy the sensuality of all these things. Under this energy, romance-wise, this might be a time where we're preferring quality over quantity or more or less quick thrills in romantic scenarios. One of the great things about Taurian energy is it shows us the importance of having better standards for ourselves, having self-respect, and knowing our worth when it comes down to everything. But specifically with this, romantic-wise, this could be a time to slow down and stop and consider what type of people are you allowing into your life romantically. So it could be a time to consider how to attract high-value partners. For those already in a committed relationship, this may be a time to indulge with one another. Go on luxurious dates, maybe go on a food crawl, but overall experience a lot of sensuality and passion within your union. Socially, this may be a time to get out and enjoy the nice weather. depending on where you live. I know sometimes it takes a while for things to warm up in certain states. Of course, I'm coming from a northern hemisphere perspective, but this is a great time to go out and enjoy nature. Go to a beautiful botanical garden. If you live in a city and you don't have access to nature, or, you know, a really lush park to go to. Money-wise, our financial comfort gets big consideration during this time. For this reason, this might be a period of realizing that we need to work on stability. We need to work on consistency when it comes down to our income and accruing something more reliable in terms of our source of income. Interestingly, talking about saving money, Venus is also how we spend money and adorn ourselves. And within this Venus and Taurus energy, you do need a little bit more money. So that consideration to generate more income is definitely going to be there. But also the need to splurge a bit on ourselves. And this doesn't have to be quantity. It could be just quality things. So whatever we're buying may be a little more expensive than typical. Taurian energy is about quality and value. And so the urge to spend on the finer things in life gets a considerable boost, which leads me to the lower vibration of this energy. And interestingly, again, we want to save money in this energy. We want something dependable. We want a reliable source. On the other hand, again, spending can get a bit out of control. There could be problems with a little bit of greed in this energy and just thinking from a more materialistic standpoint. So some of that might be more revved up than typical that under this energy. We also need to be aware of possessiveness in this energy, which can result in problems in relationships or also the things that we do own. The stubborn aspects that come up in this energy could lead to wanting things our way and not stepping out of our comfort zone, even if it means upsetting a spouse. Having high standards for yourself is important, but also there needs to be a balance. And within this energy, sometimes those high standards can be a problem. And by a problem, there may be situations that feel more revved up than typical when it comes down to feeling like you might be too good for something, someone, or a job position. So yeah, even though the lower vibes can definitely be a lot, this energy is enjoyable and it is much needed. And we'll have some counterbalance to it with Mars going into Aries. So it's not as if we're going to be completely relaxing the whole time, but at least this gives us a moment to chill for a little bit. Within 24 hours of Venus entering Taurus, it's going to make a complex configuration to Saturn that may have us thinking about our relationships in a limited way. Some of this might be from a fixed mindset perspective, or on the flip side, it may show us where we've reached our limit on something that's unsatisfying concerning our love lives, also within financial situations as well. Continuing with the 29th, Mars is going to make a conjunction with Neptune. So about a day before Mars leaves Pisces, it's going to connect with Neptune in a way that may increase sensitivity levels. This is one of the reasons why we were seeing that psychic energy ramped up on the graph, along with another Neptunian thing that's happening at the end of the week. But Mars and Neptune making this conjunction marks a new phasal relationship between them, opening up something fresh for us in terms of the energies that these planets bring when they're in aspect with one another. Energetically, this opens up a new cycle when it comes to taking action on our spiritual goals. So this can encourage us to start really looking at what we want to create for ourselves when it comes down to mysticism and other metaphysical things we want to get back on track with. So the cool thing about this is it can help us feel intuitively guided when it comes down to these mystical goals that we have. This could be a time of clearing up spiritual blockages, psychic blockages, anything to do with our aura, anything to do with our chakras. This could also be great for clearing up blockages when it comes down to the vision that we have for our lives, which is also the other good thing about this. A combination of Mars and Neptune, especially ones that have this type of energy, the harmonious ones more so than anything else, this one's a little mixed bag, but the great thing with this is it helps us take action on our dreams. So if there's been something that you've been fantasizing about that you want on a constructive level, this could be a time where you feel that extra push to go after it. However, because this is Mars and Neptune, sometimes, especially because this is a conjunction, sometimes there are fuzzy things that do happen with this. So we do need to be aware of impulsivity and reacting from a foggy place, especially from a Mars perspective, where maybe some of that might be our temper that we need to be aware of. It could be overreacting in relationships, jealousy, and other things that are very unconstructive. And with this mixed bag energy too, we also need to be aware of not being as grounded. And so this could be a time to really ground your energy and make sure that you're very sturdy when it comes down to things. Because otherwise, a vibe like this could cause anxiousness. It can cause us to feel lethargic. Also, overwhelmed by just guilt and shame for no reason. Also, a bit of hypochondria. So this is a very dual-natured mixed bag sort of alignment. So try to use it for all of its constructive properties. Once we get to the 30th, Mars is entering Aries. It's been almost 2 years since this planet was in its home sign, but now that it is, we'll be filled to the gills with high octane energy. Sure, it's Taurus season. Sure, we have the Sun in Taurus, of course, because it's Taurus season. We have Venus in Taurus. Mercury will eventually go into Taurus this next month. We'll have a new moon in Taurus. So those are really calming energies. Oh, and also we have Uranus in Taurus and Jupiter in Taurus. We have a lot of Taurian energy that's coming up. However, having Mars here will mitigate some of that chill energy and help us take action on whatever we need to take action on. But combined with all that Taurian energy, we could take a more constructive and deliberate approach to how we're taking action with all these things. The cool thing about this is we'll feel like we're finally gaining some momentum. We'll start seeing that it's possible to make more progress on some of the things that may have slowed down over the last bunch of months, especially with that Mercury retrograde that we just had, eclipse season, and then the month of April overall with all of the astrological stuff going on. The month of April was just a time to not initiate anything. But having Mars here is a sign of progress. Having Mars in Aries allows us to be an active participant in our lives and blaze a trail in the situations that we want to go after. So we can feel motivated all of a sudden with an energy like this. And take our passions and turn them into something tangible, especially with all that Taurian energy that we have going on. On top of that, our confidence levels tend to increase under an energy like this, which could help us stop having so much self-doubt and get on a path that leads to some sort of victory for ourselves. Vibes like this help us feel extra sharp. We start trusting in ourselves. We become more decisive. We become more quick on our feet. And also, we tend to be more intuitive under this energy. And not intuitive in the sense of like Pisces or any of the water signs and that psychic sort of thing. But we tend to get good hunches under this energy that helps us take action that ends up leading to some results. Because of this, it could be a time of creating something worthwhile for ourselves. And because of this pairing, because this is Mars in Aries, this could be goals concerning our athleticism or being more active in our lives, especially in terms of going out and being more adventurous and trying new things and just connecting with our thrill-seeking spirit for a change. Another thing that this alignment does for us is it revs up the urge for independence. So this could be a period of not being afraid to do our own thing. This could be a period of not being afraid to be self-reliant. And it's not to say that we're going to become total loners because of this energy, but there are certain missions that are meant to be done solo. There are certain goals that we have that are just meant to be done on our own. And even if it's not coming from a very ambitious standpoint, this could simply be just going to a coffee shop on your own because no one's available and you want to get out and you want to do something fun or try this new place. And so you decide to do this on your own. But even for the self-reliant energy, there's still a lot of social aspects to this energy. So our social lives will feel very rich during this time and just wanting to be active participants in that. Romantically, this may help us take bolder steps than usual. So if some of our goals are romantically pointed, this could be a time to get back in the driver's seat when it comes down to our love lives. For those in romantic relationships, this could be a time of going on adventurous dates and having a lot of passion. Mars has a lot to do with our sex drive. So a vibe like this could really rev up the need for bedroom antics. More so than typical. One of the great things about this is, well, I will say the neutral expression of this is, we tend to assert ourselves healthily. Of course, there's that lower side to that too, but this helps us take more action when it comes down to being more assertive. So if there are situations where we need to speak up, if there are situations where we need to stand up for ourselves, it tends to be easier in this energy. There also tends to be an openness and honesty within this energy that helps us get to the point in situations where we really can't pussyfoot around about something. Which then leads me to the lower expression of this energy, because there's always a lower expression anytime we have a planet changing signs. And even though this is in its home sign, this is no different. Same thing with Venus and Taurus, like I talked about earlier. Mars rules our temper, and as such, we really need to be aware of our tempers in this energy. Sometimes that bluntness may come off rude. Sometimes we might come off aggressive. Sometimes we might come off more confrontational. So there could be a tone of combativeness in the air when Mars is in Aries. Aries. Mars in Aries is a situation where people are more likely to flex in terms of physical altercations. Another thing we need to be aware of is selfishness in this energy. This is due to the self-focused nature and also wanting to do our own thing. So vibes like this can rev up the self-absorption that comes with this type of energy. We need to be aware of being overly ambitious in this energy. The great thing about this is it gives us the push needed to really go after our goals. The toxic thing about this is it could lead to burnout. Also, we could start things for the moment and then not finish them in this energy due to the nature of Aries and losing interest in something once it starts. And intimacy-wise, coming back to selfishness, this is a kind of energy that is self-gratifying when it comes down to bedroom antics. And so we need to be aware of other people that we're partner with, dating, in a relationship with, and ensuring their enjoyment too when it comes down to intimacy. So there's that. So yeah, this comes with some lower vibrational stuff. All planet sign combinations do. So let's try to connect with the more constructive themes of this transit. Just before Pluto goes into retrograde motion on the 2nd, it's going to make a connection with Venus that might rev up toxicity in romantic scenarios. With energy like this, we'll need to be aware of wanting to gain the upper hand in our relationship scenarios. Also, this can rev up jealousy, this can rev up petty behavior, this can rev up all kinds of unconstructive patterns when it comes down to our unions. Another way this shows up is seeing things for what they are. So if there was something that was hidden from us, we might come to a conclusion or find out the truth about a situation within a romantic scenario, and also financial matters as well, because this also brings up issues when it comes down to money. And so that could also be controlling situations and someone trying to gain the upper hand in that sort of way. But once we get to the 2nd, Pluto is going into retrograde motion and is the first outer planet to go into its regressive cycle for the 2024 retrograde season. Pluto went into its pre-shadow retrograde on January 9th this year. So think about what was occurring for you regarding Plutonian themes. Where have you tried to empower yourselves? Where have you transformed the way you innovate things? What are you trying to transmute in your life? Has this been a period where you're realizing that you need to change bad habits in terms of saying no to toxic people, in terms of leaving unhealthy environments, breaking free of unhealthy relationships? Especially when it comes down to seeing where you might have lost your power in a lot of unhealthy situations. So with a period like this, it could be a time of realizing that a journey that you've been on is no longer viable. And it's a time to take your power back. It's a time to resolve repressed trauma and coping mechanisms that are keeping you stuck. Sometimes it could be stuff like power struggles, whether it's power struggles with other people that you're realizing that you're having to take your power back in, or internalize power struggles you might be having with yourself. Sometimes this could look like letting go of possessiveness, jealousy, grudges that we might be holding that are not helping us in any way. As a matter of fact, they're delaying our progress and preventing us from transforming. So this could be a period where you're realizing that needs to shift, and also a period of relinquishing control when it comes down to those situations, because you're trying to break any type of constructive patterns that are keeping you at a low point in your life. With such heavy situations that come to light when we're dealing with Pluto retrograde, has this been a period where you've been researching better coping skills and how to resolve things when it comes down to bad patterns that need to be broken and other cycles that need to be broken? So maybe this is setting you off on the right track where you're going into a personal growth journey because you're looking to become more enlightened and rid yourself of excess baggage, but also to connect with your higher self. Because Pluto retrogrades is great for showing us where we need to detox all the bad things that are holding us back mentally, emotionally, and physically. That way, we can purge out all the things that hold us back, allowing us to step into our Phoenix energy and start progressing in life. Pluto goes direct on October 11th and leaves its post-shadow on January 30th of 2025. A day after Pluto goes into its retrograde motion, it's going to connect with Mars in a way that aids us to make the changes needed in order to have what we really want in life. And the cool thing about this is it can help us take an innovative approach to how we take action on our goals. So this can give us a sudden boost of motivation needed to make the much needed updates that we need to in our lives. A vibe like this is great because it helps us use force without being offensive. So we could take more action on things that really empower us, but also assert ourselves healthily. A vibe like this also helps us experience breakthroughs when it comes down to solving complexities. So if we've been in a rut, if we've been in a stale period for a while, this can really help us shake off the funk we've been in for a while. Another cool thing is a vibe like this promotes vitality. So if we've been feeling lethargic for a while, we can get that much needed boost that kicks our energy into overdrive in a good way. This is also excellent for detoxing from harmful patterns and taking the action necessary to transform our circumstances. On that same day, unlike the energy I was just talking about, we have one that may end up slowing things down here and there. The sun's going to make a semi-square with Neptune, and so this can create some sort of self-doubt. Hopefully the Mars-Pluto situation helps and mitigates that, because that energy is also great for focusing, but also great for having more confidence and feeling self-assured. But the situation with Neptune can cause fogginess and poor judgment when it comes down to things. It can cause self-doubt, and we might feel like our moods are fluctuating with an energy like this. But a great way to direct this energy is through spiritual attunement. So maybe it's a day of meditation or doing some sort of healing modality, playing around with tarot cards, going to crystal and stone shops, or trying to connect with our creative side through writing, drawing, music, painting, and other things that really help us flourish in our creativity. So yeah, what a transformative week. At least there are more high notes than unconstructive transits. So let's make the most of this and just soak all of this up. Anyway, hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.